We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And wow, what a studio we've built here. Thanks to Nathan and both MTP Software. We are state-of-the-art technology. So our next guest, he may not sound good, but he's going to look good. We know that for sure. But we're going to make him sound good, too. And that's Anthony Price, founder of Loot Scout, right?
That's right, Loot Scout.
What's Loot Scout?
So Loot Scout, what I do is I help entrepreneurs source capital and build better businesses.
Okay. Well, what's your background? How do you do that?
Well, I do it by magic. No, it's not by magic, but I'll give you a little overview. But my background's economic development. I've worked in three of the five largest cities in Connecticut, helping to grow businesses, retain businesses, helping to market cities, as well as I managed a revolving loan fund for a municipality for a number of years. And about 4 years ago, I was working for a CDFI, which is a community development financial institution, which lends money to businesses. So I've lent millions of dollars over the years. So I was working for the CDFI for a number of years, and I got the entrepreneurial bug, which I had before working for the CDFI. The economy hit and things got really bad, so I decided I have to go back and get a job and work. So I worked for 4 years for the CDFI, lent millions of dollars to small businesses, but I got the entrepreneurial bug again. The economy was better, and so I went and started Loot Scout.
Do you have a fund that exists today?
So I don't actually have a fund. I'm a middleman or intermediary. So what I do is I educate people about capital. So for example, most people think the only place or the first place to get capital is a bank. Now, a bank is a great place to start, but if you look at the overall spectrum of capital out there, a bank is only one small part of the spectrum. You have venture capital, you have angel investors, you have many big companies such as Amazon and Square now that are providing financing to businesses, as well as you have American Express and you have a whole bunch of other brands. So what I do is I educate people about capital, and then what I do is I meet with them and find the best source of capital.
You connect them.
Absolutely.
So you're not the broker dealer?
No.
Okay. Now you have a book in front of you, Get the Loot and Run. Tell us about the book. It's a pretty big book.
Yeah, it is. It's
the kind of book Chris would read.
Yeah, it's a big book. It's 400 pages. But what I tell entrepreneurs that read the book, do not read the whole entire book in one sitting. My view on entrepreneurs is that no entrepreneur wants to read a book.
No, they can't.
Yeah. Maybe not that they can't, but they read a book for a specific purpose. That purpose is to get some kind of knowledge and get going. So when you look at this particular book, let's say that you're interested in marketing, there's a chapter on marketing, and the chapters are really brief. Probably will take you about 5 minutes to read a chapter, and then once you read it, boom, you're ready to go. If you want to take a deeper dive, there's certainly other resources on the internet to take a deeper dive. But the book, the beginning of the book is about building a better business, which I think any entrepreneur or small business owner should be focused on in terms of building a better business. And the second half of the book is over 40 different ways to source capital for a business.
Wow. And when did you start the business?
So I started the business 4 years ago, and that's based on all the experience I had in economic development.
And how many transactions do you work on a year on average?
Let's say about 30, 40 transactions a year. But I come across a lot of other entrepreneurs in different settings. I've been a judge in a business competition in the greater Hartford area for 5 years. I've judged a number of different college competitions and so on. So I come across hundreds of entrepreneurs a year.
That's interesting. Do you work with anyone or you work alone in your business?
So I never, the business I started myself, but I work with a lot of different people. So for example, when I wrote the book, it was a team of us involved. So I wrote the book. I hired an editor, which I never met, which I think is sort of indicative of the way we work these days.
I had an editor for my book, too.
Oh, okay, great, great.
But I married her.
Great. So you got a good deal on it, right? Good deal on your editing. That's smart.
I married her first. She edited second.
Oh, okay, good. So, yeah, so what I did was I had a team of people working with me on the book. So I hired an editor. The interesting thing about the editor, I've never met her. We've worked on probably about 8 or 9 projects before. She's based in South Carolina. She edited a book. I hired an indexer, which I had never met. She's based in Denver. I checked out her credentials, so she created the index. And then also I hired a graphic designer to do the graphic design work for me. So I have a team, and I think that's what most small business owners need to understand is if you're a sole proprietor, an LLC, and you're the only person, you need to build a team. Whether you put them on the payroll or whether they're 1099s, you need to build an effective team to be successful in business.
Right. I want to take away from what you say. I have an apology from my producer, Chris Gerald, who is an editor of my second edition of my book and is mentioned in the book. I shouldn't leave him off.
Definitely not.
He doesn't rank with my wife, but he's pretty good. So what are the biggest obstacles you're facing, let's say 2020, 2021, when you're looking into the marketplace?
You know, in terms of obstacles, I think it really comes down to, I once remember a quote from a basketball player who said that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of your goal. And so there's always going to be challenges in business. That's the nature of business. There is no such thing as predictability. All you can do is develop a plan and execute. And that's what I tell entrepreneurs all the time. There is no shortage of capital out there. There's a shortage of entrepreneurs that can execute. And that's really what it comes down to. So I'm always going to have obstacles. You never can have enough money. You never can have enough staff. The economy never can be perfect. Clients can never pay you on time and all those kind of things. You have to deal with that. And that's the nature of business. Anyone getting into business thinking it's going to be easy and, you know, looking at all these covers of entrepreneurs and how they've made billions of dollars, if they're getting into entrepreneurship because of those reasons, it's not going to be a smooth ride.
You know, maybe you don't find it, but a lot of people I know in your business tell me the biggest problem they find is realistic valuation. How do you deal with realistic valuations? A lot of entrepreneurs really don't have a perspective on that.
Yeah. So I don't get involved with venture capital as much. I've done some angel investor deals. So I don't come across it all the time in terms of evaluations. People who are in VC and angel investors are probably going to see it more so than not. Generally, what I work a lot with is economic development programs, grants, incentives that may be available to businesses. You know, I've done a number of commercial bank transactions. So most of the financing is along those lines, as well as I've been involved in crowdfunding as well. So I don't spend a lot of time in the VC and the angel space. But when you look at evaluation, if someone's going to invest in a business, they're really looking long term down the road. And no one can predict with any certainty with a crystal ball of what a business may be worth. So I think an entrepreneur who's looking for financing from an angel investor or VC, it's a relationship. You have to be flexible on the valuation if you're looking for a long term potential for the business.
Thank you. We're speaking with Anthony Price, founder of Loot Scout. Anthony, are there particular geographic areas you like to work within?
So I'm based in Connecticut, but I can work on projects anywhere. So this year I've been, you know, San Diego. Been to San Diego. I've done stuff in the Boston area with a number of different individuals. As I said, I do stuff in Connecticut. So with the beauty of the internet, I can work anywhere, any place, anytime.
That's great. Anthony, if someone was looking for Loot Scout, how would they find it?
So Loot Scout is, the website address is lootscout.com, and loot is short for money, so it's slang for money.
We knew that.
Oh, okay, good. Just for those people who are tuning in and saying, what is loot? As well as I'm on LinkedIn, so if you looked at under Anthony Price and Loot Scout, you can find me on LinkedIn as well.
Great. Thanks for coming on. We hope you come back to the show this year and talk to us about some of the deals you're working on.
Thank you for having me.
We love the cases. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.